So let's look at Psalms 103 for some thoughts today. I will bless the Lord. What does that mean? To bless the Lord, to bless Yehovah. And we'll probably have some time to participate. So if you have thoughts, you're welcome to share them. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to his iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So, the idea is that David's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. So, the idea is there's a possibility that we can bless him. It's easy to think about God blessing us. What does it mean? How does God bless us? Any examples? Any thoughts? Yes. Yes. Wow. Any other?
The fact that he chooses to be with us instead of instead of sitting on a cold throne like the king.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Verse 8 says, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness.
I think when you have the Lord in your heart, everything that happens to you is a blessing. I think where I live is a blessing, that I have eat is a blessing, that I have food is a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes us a while to see the blessing in what comes from it. If the things you mentioned are pleasant things, but even some things that aren't as pleasant, yes.
We are his children and he wants to teach us. And so that's how he gets us through the troubles. Thank the Lord.
Yes. Psalms 5:11-12. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love you, love your name, be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. So now, I asked, how does the Lord bless us? What does his blessings do to us? How does it affect us?
Give us a heart of gratitude.
Heart of gratitude, yes.
And to do unto others like he has done for us.
Okay, that passing on.
And it also speaks of the quality of God's character.
Okay.
Of his goodness. In spite of us.
Don't deserve any of it. And yet he does.
The heart of gratitude leads to being joyful.
Okay. Leading to joy. Our main thought today is thinking about blessing God. But how he blesses us gives us an example. And the idea that he brings us more than just what we need. He brings us joy. It brings us to the point that we can rejoice and be joyful. You have a thought?
Yeah, I do. So I just looked up blessing on thesaurus.com, and it just gives like this synonyms for it and then antonyms. And I just think it's so crazy every time I do like use this to like look at the antonyms especially. But the synonyms are dedication, grace, commendation. Those are a couple of them. And then the antonyms are, the first one's criticism, curse, condemnation, damnation. And it's just so crazy because like that's the essence of the opposite of God. Like he does not condemn us. He, commendation, like He convicts us, but he doesn't condemn us. And he doesn't criticize us. He leads us. And he teaches us. Anyway, I just thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes the opposites give us a better feel of what we're talking about. Yeah. So when we start to think about those things, God commends us. Read that. Do you still have that?
Yeah, I can go back to it.
And think about it in light of how many of them we can turn back to him.
Do you want synonyms or antonyms?
Synonyms.
Dedication, grace, benediction, commendation, consecration. Those are a couple other ones that I didn't read.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, thanks is one of it,
isn't it? Thanks is one that is often mentioned throughout Psalms and throughout the Word. Praise would get very close with commendation. We don't think of God praising us as much as we think of praising him. And yet there's an element of that. Just for being who he created us to be.
Also, it's an honor that we are created in his image.
Yes.
It's almost a reflection of that.
A picture that we can give back what he gave us. Mm-hmm. And I believe you had mentioned about sharing with others. That's part of giving back to him, is passing on to others that are in that same position of being created in his image. Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest blessings for all Christians is his word that's written about him.
Mm-hmm. That I was just musing a little bit on what it would be like if we didn't have it. And then my mind goes to through history. We are a blessed people in that sense. It's only recently that basically, every person had the opportunity to have the written word.
Just imagine all the people that have blessed the ones as they've translated the Bible into their language.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing to others.
Mm-hmm. Psalms 115, 12 to 15. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. So now, before we get to the question of how do we bless the Lord, how do we bless other people? And the reason I ask that is we're probably more familiar with it, or we can relate better, I'll put it that way. What's some ways that either you've been blessed by somebody or you've had the opportunity to bless somebody else.
I think sometimes you can bless somebody by showing them grace because you have been given grace instead of condemnation or pray for those who don't deserve. In your estimation, don't deserve it. But so, because God does for us, we don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
It's a blessing to his parents to see their grandchildren serving God.
Yes. So that brings up another thought. That's kind of an indirect blessing. The grandchildren are just being who they are. As opposed to like a direct, where it's a verbal statement or something like that. Yeah, any other thoughts?
I want to take this revelation for the fact that we're only full children.
How?
So, as you're saying, you're just being here. We're all made to please God. And actually, that got a purpose. That is a blessing to have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, when the biggest blessings, when I bless someone else, it's a sacrifice to me. Like, I sacrifice something, sacrifice my wants to bless them. And mm-hmm. that's when it turns out to be, like, the biggest blessing for them. Than if it's just easy peasy, like, not from a place of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Last couple of days, got to spend some time with Cindy's brother and family. And I had to think about some of the time I spent with my niece's nephew. And I hadn't thought about the sacrifice until you mentioned it. It's just a simple sacrifice. But I kept going some of the time after I was getting tired. And I could have stopped a lot sooner. One of the simplest things was they grabbed a hold of my fingers, and their house has a place where you can go around the circle from several rooms. We just kept going, then the third one would hide and jump out and scare us. And that was the greatest thing. Wanted to see a reaction from me. You know, even though they knew the reaction was overemphasized, it just, and I had to think about that joy that they got. And then that joy that they got was, it was so simple to give. A lot of it had to do with just time being there. And then I also had to look at the other side of it, the joy I got. Starts to give me a little bit more picture of how I can bring joy to the Lord. It wasn't that they were really, they weren't doing anything dynamic, anything real special. They were just being children and enjoying the attention, and it turns the joy around.
Along those lines, I didn't know if I was going to share this or not, but I looked up praise, and one of the antonyms for praise is neglect.
So the antonym's the opposite.
Uh-huh.
So
the opposite, one of the opposite words for praise is neglect. Which I have never thought about. But a lot of times we think about, like, we don't want to praise someone too much because they might get prideful. But it just changes that perspective from a right type of praise. If we have the absence of praise, we are neglecting to bring that out of them.
Hmm.
Anyway.
So, they're in Psalms 115. Let's go a little bit farther. Verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. So how do we praise the Lord? How do we bless the Lord?
One of the ways that we bless the Lord is meeting together as a body of believers and bringing everyone in a like mind praising Him.
Okay.
He just really deserves our praise. And to do it corporately is, I think, is very pleasing to him.
You think he might like that? He might get joy out of it.
I'm sure he'll be so.
I also think it's like meditating and reflecting on God's character.
Okay.
Brings out blessing. Vision cannot help but bless him.
Mm-hmm.
He does say he wants us to hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So we meditate on, like, trying to say on who he is. And what meditate on that and just focus our attention on who he is. He develops that through us. Become like that.
Sometimes I struggle with finding verses that say that where God says, this brings me joy, or this makes me happy. It's kind of underlying that he hints at it. Um, But as parents, you think about how children give you joy. And there again, you can think about the opposite too. It puts perspective on how we give God joy. It may not be the obvious praise. It might be more just being who he created us to be. As children do what they're created to be, slightly different. In some senses, the parents weren't the designer. But there's some parallels there. John 15. John 15, 7 to 11. The thought of being together. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you deserve. You ask we don't deserve. Ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Whose joy? Who has joy in this?
We have joy.
We have joy. Mm-hmm. And that is what I've seen often through the years. But he says, my joy will remain in you. For his joy to be in us, he has to have joy. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy so what led up to this about abiding in him, keeping his commandments, abiding in his love, which is the main commandment, is to love. Those bring him joy. And then he passes that joy on. I don't know, anybody think of another one that directly talks about his joy with us? Or, and that's a hard question.
I think there's some scripture that says the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, that sure sounds familiar.
And I think that, there's also the scripture about bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was just reading in my, they were explaining that you read in John 15, and they were saying that your joy, you can, when you're blessing him with all that you have, that you know to do, then his joy comes down into you. And the joy you have from blessing him goes up, and then you become one. His joy and your joy, they merge. I just read that. I didn't come up with that. But I thought it was a nice mm-hmm. thought.
Nehemiah 8:10. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's the last part of the verse.
It starts to change my focus that it's not just what he's giving us. We get the privilege of participating in his joy. Sharing in the joy that bubbles over from him, as opposed to just being a joy that we have because he gave it to us. I don't know, it's real similar, but it kind of hits me differently. Any other ways that you think of that we bless the Lord?
Speaking of joy, one of the verses, count all joy, my brother, when you fall into diverse temptations, trials, the version says. Joy in our tribulations,
because joy is our strength. Lord is our strength. All right. I had a comical thought. First of all, so with joy, while we're in that, not necessarily that itself brings us joy, right? My thought was, so we bring God joy because we make things difficult for him? No, it doesn't. And yet, we don't have to be perfect. At the same time that he's still refining us, our presence still brings him joy. I don't know if you catch that parallel. Yeah. Let's go back to Psalms. Psalms is full of praise. 145. Psalms 145, we'll just go through verse 13, 1 through 13. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. It's beyond any search engine to be able to understand all of it. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. It kind of gives us that hint that sharing his works with others from one generation to the next generation, and I would say within a generation also, is the same principle, brings him praise. Verse 5, I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. There's that meditation being involved in praise. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. That perspective of our relationship with him, our position, the greatness of him, of God Almighty, so far beyond our abilities, and yet he gives us the opportunity to be with him. And desires to be with us. Just that realization brings a heart of praise, a heart of adoration. One of the definitions of bless is an act of adoration. Whether it is on the level of us to God or us to other people, it's still, we appreciate, it can be proper to adore somebody else in their correct position. We don't give them an adoration beyond what's true of them. But it can still be proper to do that. With God, we can't get beyond what he's worthy of. We can't fathom all of that, let alone get beyond it. Yes, Father, what a privilege it is to be blessed by you and then to turn that around and to bless you by being who you created us to be. And you've just created that to multiply, and as we bless you, we can't contain the whole of your blessing back to us. Thank you for revealing yourself and drawing us to yourself through Jesus. Amen.